Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story is called, How Was I to Know? Once upon a time, a woman who is called a deserted wife. That means that, unfortunately, her husband deserted her, just left, didn't divorce her, didn't keep in touch with her, and just left. Such a woman, of course, has a big problem because she's not really living with her husband, so that's not much of a marriage. And she's not allowed to marry somebody else because she has never been divorced from the first husband. So what is such a woman to do? So there were many such women, unfortunately, in the times of the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Menachem Mendel, the Tzemach Tzedek, and many of them were able to be helped by the Lubavitcher Rebbe of that time, the Tzemach Tzedek, as he was called. His real name was Menachem Mendel, but this was a different Menachem Mendel than we may be familiar with, and he lived in the mid-1800s. One time, such a woman came to see the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek. She came with her child, who, another terrible problem in her life, and that is that this child was not able to speak. That's called mute in English. He was not able to speak. This very unfortunate woman asked if she could see the Rebbe, but the person in charge of appointments said no. Then she went to the Rebbe's wife, the Rebbetzin, as many women did, and asked her, could she please get an appointment with the Rebbe for her? No, did not work. Finally, Chassidim gave her advice, and that was to sneak a child into the Rebbe's office when he wasn't there, when the door was open, or maybe he was there, but there was nobody guarding the door, and have him hand the Rebbe a note, which she'll write, asking for his help. He took the advice. She wrote a note describing her situation, that she was a deserted wife. She hid the child under the table in the Rebbe's office and told him to give the note to the Rebbe when the Rebbe came in the room. So obviously the Rebbe was not there at that time. She snuck the child in and told the child to hide under the table, and when the Rebbe came in, to give the note to the Rebbe. Now remember, this child had never spoken a word in his life. The Rebbe eventually came in. Of course, the mother was not there. And when the child handed the note to the Rebbe, Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe said to the child, go tell your mother that your father should be found in such and such city, such and such place. Now, remember, this child had never said a word in his life. He was mute. The doctors could not help him be able to speak. The child, however, left the room, returned to his mother, and wonder of wonders, clearly stated the exact message which the Rebbe told him to say. He said to his mother that my father will be found in such and such place. Sure enough, the deserted wife was able to find the father, force him, with the help of some other people probably, to give her a divorce, a get, and also money to support her. And besides that, now her child was a healthy child who could speak. So many miracles. When all these miracles were reported to the Rebbe, Rebbe simply said, how was I to know that the child was a mute? You're telling me that it was a big miracle the child started speaking. How was I supposed to know the child couldn't speak? So I told him to speak, and he spoke. The Rebbe's wife, also was not impressed by the double miracle. She reminded the Chassidim of what her grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, Shner Zalman of Liadi, told about the days when he was a Chassid of his Rebbe, the Mezritcher Magid. In Mezritch, the Alter Rebbe used to say, miracles were rolling about under the table, and no one even bothered to bend down and lift one of them up. Now, of course, it was a big miracle that the Tzemach Tzedek knew exactly where the father was. It was also a big miracle that he obviously gave a bracha to the child that he should be able to speak, even though he may not even said the words of a bracha. But obviously, only because the child was there with the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Tzemach Tzedek told the child to speak, that's why he was able to speak. And yet, these miracles were considered like almost nothing. And it was a tradition already in Chabad that the miracles that the Rebbeim do is not real. They're all over the place, but they're not that important. Why did we say they're not important? Because the important thing is to serve Hashem. If there's miracles, great. But if there's miracles and one is not serving Hashem, then what's the point of the miracle? So yes, it's true that for our times, so close to Mashiach, and there's so much darkness now, and so many people separated from Judaism, so many people not even aware of the basics of Yiddishkeit, or maybe they are aware, but they somehow or another got separated from Judaism. Now, if a miracle can help, the Rebbe tells us that miracles are important, and we should tell the stories of these miracles. But at the same time, it's important to realize that the most important thing is not the miracles. The most important thing is serving Hashem, learning Torah, doing the mitzvahs, and with enthusiasm, with a passion, with love of Hashem and awe of Hashem, doing everything we can to bring Mashiach immediately. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.